panihi suko pavishteshu atateshu buya. Krita pranama swa chikir sitam yat vigyapayam ashavavikta cheta upastito agre abhigrihito pani suko pavishteshu atateshu buyaha krita pranama svachikir sitam yat vigyapayama shavavikta cheta upastito agre abhigrihito panihi suko pavishteshu atateshu buyak krita pranama svachikir sitam yat vigyapayamasha vivikta cheta upastito agre abhigrihito panihi Kopavishteshu atateshu buya Sutakutama svachikir shitam yat Viyapayama shavivikta cheta Vasto gre brihito panihi Suko pavishteshu atateshu buya Krita pranama svachikir sitam yat Vigyapayam asha vivikta cheta Matajis Sukopa Vistesha Tatesha Buya Sam Nama Swachikir Sitam Yat Vigyapayama Shavavikta Cheta Pastito Gre Grihinita Pani Suko pavishteshu atya krita pranama svachikir sitam yat vigyapayama shavavikta cheta upastito gre agrihito pani suka Happily, upavishteshu, all sitting down, ata, thereupon, teshu, unto them the visitors, buya, again, krita pranama, having offered obeisances, Swa, his own. Chikir sitam. Decision of fasting. Yat, who? Vigyapayam. Vigyapayam asa. Submitted. Virikta chetaha. One whose mind is detached from worldly affairs. Upastita, being present, agre, before them, abhigrihita pani, humbly with folded hands. Translation. After all the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them of his decision to fast until death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although the king had already decided to fast until death on the bank of the Ganges, he humbly expressed his decision to elicit the opinions of the great authorities present there. Any decision, however important, should be confirmed by some authority. That makes the matter perfect. This means that the monarchs who ruled the earth in those days were not irresponsible dictators. They scrupulously followed the authoritative decisions of the saints and sages in terms of Vedic injunction. Maharaj Parikshit was a perfect king, followed the principles by consulting the authorities even up to the last days of his life. Sukopavishteshu atateshu buya kritapanama svachikir sitamyat vigyapayam asha vivikta cheta upastito gre abigrita bigrihita panihi. After all the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them of his decision to fast until death. Om Agyanatamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shigurve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So this is the system in Vedic culture. It's not that we just make whimsical decisions on our own and go and do anything we like or anything that pleases us, so-called. But just like the king here, even he was fasting till death. He announced it to the sages and saints to get their permission. So Srila Prabhupada has made our ISKCON society that you come up with an idea or you have some particular seva that you want to perform. We don't just do anything we like. We consult the authority in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada set up this movement that the temple president is the authority and the governing body commissioner is up there above the temple president of so many temples. So that one approaches the person who's been given the charge. Today I'm going to do like this, or for the next month I'd like to do that. And one approaches and gets permission. Therefore, it's not a free-for-all. Just like in the army, you don't do whatever you like. There's a sergeant, above him is some lieutenant or something. I don't know the exact structure. But everything is there so that the soldier follows the orders. And therefore, his responsibility, we're following, just like the soldier is ultimately following the general or the masters of the generals, we're following the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the disciplic succession. We may not be sure what Srila Prabhupada wants, but the senior devotees, the temple president, governing body, our guru, he can tell us what Srila Prabhupada would like and whether this is authorized or not. Otherwise, we do things on our own for our own sense gratification. I had personal experience. I had some mishap about a year and a half ago. And I was internally bleeding very profusely. And I thought, now I'm going to leave because I'm losing all this blood. The blood was coming out like anything. And unfortunately, my first thought was, I was on the floor in my room and I thought, I wish I could reach my bead bag so that when devotees find me dead, at least they'll say he was chanting at the time of death. I didn't necessarily want to chant. I just wanted to have the bead bag in my hand to look good. I'm sorry. I have to be thoroughly honest. But Krishna wouldn't even let me reach that bead bag. It was on the table that was too hard to get to. And I couldn't reach the phone. I didn't even know where my phone was at the time. Somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, we were able, but I was thinking on the way to the hospital that why was I thinking to look good for the devotees? Because you're not going to fool Krishna. Krishna knows. Then why are you trying to fool them? I was actually asking myself that this is not the best position. Therefore, one has to see what is the proper way. Maharaj Pariksit, he approached the senior men, the Brahmins, the sages, the rishis, said, I'm thinking of fasting till death. Would this be a good idea? He didn't put on a show like some of us, or try to put on a show so they could take our picture. I was actually thinking maybe someone here would take my picture and I'd have the bead bag and be gone and they'd put it up on Facebook or maybe in BTG, I don't know. The final selfie. Maya. This is Maya. But Maharaj Pariksit, he was, at the time of death, he asked the sages, this is what I'm planning, what do you think? I'm thinking I'm going to fast till the time of death. He didn't want name and fame. He wasn't looking for his name in the newspaper or on Facebook, if they had it in those days. But he sincerely wanted to serve Krishna and get the blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is our situation. I was listening to one lecture of Srila Prabhupada in Sridhar Mayapur in 1976. And Prabhupada said, we are all envious of each other because we're thinking someone is getting a bigger blessing or a bigger facility than we are, that we're not qualified, and we're not getting as big facility. I've been in the movement for 6 years and I'm not a temple president. course, if you joined 45 years ago, you would have been a temple president after 6 years. You just came at the wrong time. But Prabhupada said in this lecture that Krishna is not give favor to anyone especially. Krishna is equal to everyone. Samaham sarvabhuteshu. Krishna is not blessing one man because he's smarter than another man, or wittier, or asking for more. But Krishna's reciprocating with us as we surrender unto him. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that someone may think, I need this percentage for my children of my wealth. I need this percentage for my ex-wife or wife. I need this percentage for my parents or brothers and sisters, and this percentage, and there's practically nothing for Hare Krishna. Nothing for Krishna. That mentality, Krishna sees. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. Krishna sees everything. He can see with his fingers as he's playing the flute. His fingers are interchangeable with his eyes and his feet. Krishna sees everything. He knows everything and he hears everything. And when Krishna sees that we don't want to give to Krishna, or we put some limitations, we went to this American Academy of Religion, dear Lalita and myself, in San Diego this last week for several days. And I had a prayer to Krishna, more or less. I had thought in my mind, we want to hit this result. So actually, we hit that result within 50 cents, isn't it? The amount was within 50 cents of the several hundreds of dollars. But then I was thinking, if I didn't ask Krishna just for that amount, if I would have just asked Krishna to serve him and to do something wonderful for him, Krishna wouldn't have put limitations. If I didn't put limitations, Krishna would have reciprocated by not putting limitation. But we put limitation on our service. Krishna, let me give you 2% of everything I earn this year. Actually, even in the Christian world, it's called tithing. Means 10%, I believe. Catholic world, you have to give tithing. You give to God 10%. In Krishna consciousness, we're supposed to give 100%. And you only keep what you need to keep body and soul together. But in the story of Rupa Goswami, what he was keeping, 25% for emergency and 25% for family members. But he gave 50%, not just tithing. Devotees have to give everything. And then Krishna is reciprocating. Krishna knows what we're holding back. Krishna's totally aware of what we're doing. Therefore, when Krishna sees, I'm giving everything, and I'm not just asking for my expectation, I'll serve you in whatever you like, Lord Krishna. I don't have just this small goal. I want to serve you, Krishna, and whatever you're giving back. Prabhupada gave the example. I came to your country, Prabhupada said, with 40 rupees. I don't know Indian currency, but I think 40 rupees is about 75 cents. Is it? It's not even a dollar. It's like 50, 60 rupees to the dollar. Prabhupada said, I came to your country with 40 rupees, and now we have 40 crores of rupees. Krishna has given us so much facility, so many buildings, so many vehicles, so many devotees, so much wealth. So Krishna can give that facility for spreading Krishna consciousness and for establishing Krishna consciousness. Krishna wants that. Sometimes Jhutakarma Prabhu says that he knows he could be a very famous scientist and scholar, spiritual scientist and scholar. But Krishna won't let it happen, he says in his humility, because he wouldn't be able to handle it. He said, just like you, Temple Bhajambed could become huge. Shows everywhere. But you couldn't handle it. It would go to your head, and you'd no longer think this is devotional service. You'd think you're the doer, and you're the cause of the results of your activity, which we are not. We have a right to perform our prescribed duty, but we are not entitled to the fruits of the results of our activity. Never consider yourself, Bhagavad Gita says, to be the cause of the results of your activity, and never be attached to not doing your duty. There's a very serious science there. We have a right to perform our prescribed duty, but we shouldn't think that we're the cause because I'm so bright and I was a straight-A student in high school. That's why we're able to do all this. No. Being a straight-A student in high school doesn't mean much from what I've seen. From the people I've met who are honor students. We have a right to perform a prescribed duty, but don't think you are the cause of the results of your activities. Don't be attached to not doing your duty, but also what's that other part? I just said it. And don't be attached to not doing your duty. And don't not perform your prescribed activities. So this is the science of Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita tells us. It's very simple. Sarvadharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Give up everything. You have an idea? Just like I was with dear Lalita. He's a very brilliant man. And he kept me up till 11:30 some nights with all of his ideas for spreading... for distributing books and spreading Krishna consciousness. So I was like, I was already asleep, but his ideas were still going on. I was dreaming about his ideas. But that's the system. What ideas you have, you bring to the temple president. Keep him up till midnight. No, actually, you can't keep him up. He stops taking ideas at 6 at night. You can text after that. Approach the temple president, your idea for spreading Krishna consciousness, or something that you're doing for advancing in devotional service. You want to fast for a week, you should approach the senior devotees. See if it might not be such a good idea. Maybe fast for a day first. Maharaj Parikshit, approach the saintly persons. I've been cursed by the boy Sringi. I'm accepting the curse, and I'm going to fast till death and hear from you. Srimad Bhagavatam. Give me the instruction. This is our Vaishnav Siddhanta. We don't act independently. We work under the authority of the parampara. And specifically, we're in a temple, we listen to the authority of the temple. Some devotees have been here working with the authority for 31 years. 30, how many years you've been here, Sabhas? 33 years. 34? But who's counting? I think I've been 32. Something like that. And the idea is, we have some, just like we had some idea for the American Academy of Religion, to give the professors particular books. So we went and discussed with Savas Prabhu, the temple authority, because we don't do things independently. We discuss with the senior devotees. Not that we have to discuss with every, there are different levels of devotees. There are juniors, there are peers, and there are seniors. So for the juniors, we give, for a new bhakta bhaktin, we give instruction. For your peers, more or less god brother or your peer, we associate and perform service together. But from this senior devotee, and I was thinking senior has taken on a new meaning. I can't remember when I was thinking of this, but it used to be senior devotee meant they've been in the movement longer. But now we say someone's a senior devotee, it's like they, you know, are over 60 years old. They're a senior. You get a 25% discount at Govinda's. Isn't it? 15% something. I think even BBT will give you your senior 25% discount. So being a senior devotee isn't like it used to be, someone who's in the movement 4 years and you were in the movement 1 year. Oh, he's a senior devotee. He was 25, you were 21. Or sometimes no difference in age. Now a senior devotee means a senior living devotee. They've got a cane. And they, actually, if they were in the material world, they would be in a senior living condition. What do they call that? Senior living home. Assisted. But senior devotee actually means one who has practiced Krishna consciousness for more years. And one should inquire submissively from the senior, just like Maharaj Pariksit did. These were senior saintly people. He inquired submissively. And when they gave instruction, he followed them. That's not dictatorship. Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that's not dictatorship. That is spiritual life. Dictatorship means that some senior politician or officer is giving their mental concoction and forcing you to follow. That's dictatorship. But in Krishna consciousness, the senior devotee is the representative of Srila Prabhupada. Temple president is representative of Srila Prabhupada. GBC is representative of Srila Prabhupada. And they give us the instruction so that we may be engaged properly in devotional service. So this was the situation so many thousands of years ago when the Srimad Bhagavatam was first spoken, and it's our situation today. We don't have to think of so many things. We just have to take the instruction. Just like Srila Prabhupada has given so many instructions on preaching and on daily life. So by listening to the senior devotee and following their advice and their instruction, it's like we had to stay very close to the convention center. It was a little far from the temple. And we had to go very early in the morning, 7 o'clock. But every day, dear Lalita would put on, before Tulsi Puja, Savas Prabhu on the phone, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam and giving the Sankirtan, what do you call, review. The daily, every day, we were gone 5 days. Every day, okay, time to turn on. 5 o'clock. We were chanting japa during Mangal Artik, I'm sorry. But specifically, when the reading came and the discussion came at 5:05 or whatever time that was, every day, isn't it? We listen. And I thought, this is really nice. This is really nice. So even you're not in the temple, if you can't make it because you're a senior citizen, senior devotee citizen, turn on your computer, your phone. Even some days you can't make it. Turn on your phone and listen to the morning program. Listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam reading every morning. Listen to the discussion and the announcement. And then we become very peaceful and very happy. There's no envy, nirmatsaranam satam. In devotional service, there's no envy because everyone's getting from Krishna. They're just. Someone shouldn't be thinking, why is this guy so healthy? He's 80 years old and I'm a wreck. Krishna has got a plan for everyone. And he's giving specific karmana daivane traina. One is given a particular body. Karmana daivane traina jantur deho upapataye striya pravishtu udaram pumsareta kanashraya. One is born in a particular family and given a particular body and taking up a particular situation because of the will of the Supreme and because of one's karma. Karmana daiva. Just like this little fellow. He's born in this family and in this Krishna consciousness movement because of his past activities and because of his the supreme will of the Lord. Lord wants him to be the first in line to get maha every day. He gets it. Isn't it, Abhai? Yeah. Confirmed. So everyone is getting their particular situation. There's no need to look, this one gets more, this one gets less. This guy's car is a 2004. Mine's, or this guy's car is 2014. Mine's 2004. We were driving one 2004 automobile down. Luckily, it was only San Diego. Brakes are a little bit wobbly. But that was also divine arrangement. We were safe. So we have to see that everything is coming from Krishna. And if we serve Krishna 24/7, like on this wonderful day of Thanksgiving, then Krishna will reciprocate with us just the same way as we are surrendering Him. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.